You know, I believe this is the best chipped beef casserole I have ever made. Who's ready for seconds?
Mm. I'm having trouble getting down my firsts. Say, what part of the cow did you chip this off of?
Well, see, it's the little pineapple chunks in the English peas that make it so yummy. Here, Ben, you want more?
No. I'm all full up. Besides, you want to save some for Bubba.
Yeah, this'll teach him to come late for supper.
Well, Bubba's not eating dinner here tonight. He's got some big doings with his college cronies. Lord, what is it about chipped beef makes you thirsty as a racehorse?
Oh, don't tell me you had chipped beef casserole, too.
Yeah, I guess that recipe in Ladies' Circle just whetted everyone's appetite.
Well, not everyone's.
Well, congratulate me. I have been given my very own column in the Church Chimes.
No! Well, how do you like that? What are you going to call it, Skinny from the Skinny?
No, I'm going to call it Boylan's Beat. It'll have all the most exciting news in Raytown. Anybody got a scoop?
Well, the Whitaker's dog died.
I know, that's my lead story.
Well, I'll tell you, with excitement like that, you can just cancel my subscription to the Inquirer.
Hey, Ola, why don't you write about the parade of homes at the new development out on Route 5?
Yeah, me and Naomi are going to check it out tonight. Look, Ray Meadows, where gracious living meets the interstate.
Shoot, you two can't afford Meadows. You can barely afford a basement.
These houses are priced to move. Every one of them comes equipped with a kitchen that's wired for built-ins, a chain-link fence, and a carport.
Yeah, and they got customized models, too. They'll put the carport anywhere you want it.
Oh, interesting angle.
Any one of these would be just a dream come true.
Yeah, sure, it's every American's dream to buy a house they can't afford.
Hey, Grandma, I'm all packed and ready to go. All I need is a thermos of hot coffee to see me through the night.
Well, good. What the hell you're doing? You just gave me a beer bath.
I'm sorry, Grandma.
Well, never mind that. Accidents will happen. Bubba, where are you off to?
Well, I'm spending the night on the courthouse lawn as part of a protest for the homeless.
Oh, my. Well, this is news. Tell me everything.
Well, we're staging a 24-hour vigil to ask that shelters be built. All the homeless from the tri-state area are going to be there.
Well, I'll tell you what. If those folks spent less time protesting and more time working, they'd probably have homes.
Grandma, it's not that simple. A lot of those people have jobs, and they still can't afford a place to live.
Oh, that is just media hype. My folks were dirt poor. We always had a roof over our heads.
Yeah, but roofs cost a lot less in the olden days.
Oh, yeah, right. All we needed was a nice sturdy cave to keep the dinosaurs from stomping on us.
Thelma, the plight of the homeless does seem to be getting worse these days.
It sure does. I see lots more of them camped out down by the railroad tracks.
Those are just happy hobos. Shoot, they've been down there since the 30s. They love it.
I don't think sleeping under a cardboard box is something anybody loves.
Well, it is the life they chose. If they wanted to get ahead, they certainly could. After all, this is America.
I disagree.
This isn't America?
No. I mean, these people need our help.
Well, fine, Bubba. You go and protest with them. But don't you get too close to them. You don't know who they are, and they're not like us.
Yeah. We've got homes.
Bubba, would you like a lift? Vinton and I could drop you on our way to Route 5.
Great.
Well, just wait one minute. You come over here, Bubba. If you're going to insist on doing this, and you're going to take $20 with you. Stick it in your shoe. That way, if they club you over the head and steal your wallet, you'll still have enough money to get to the emergency room. Have a good time, sweetie.
Thanks, Grandma.
Come on, big guy. I want to get to Ray Meadows before they give away all the free balloons.
I'm right behind you, Uncle Vin.
Now, Bubba, you be sure to remember every detail. I'll get a full report from you tomorrow for my column.
Well, why don't you just come with me, Miss Boylan?
Oh, no can do. I've already made plans with Thelma.
Yep. Me and Ola got a hot date with Mel Gibson down at the Rayplex.
Well, I just love the cute little way he wrinkles his nose before he blows somebody away.
Well, so long. I gotta go.
All right, you be careful around those lowlifes. Don't drink out anybody's tin cup. You don't know where it's been.
Oh, you must be so proud of Bubba taking an interest in civic affairs. Just shows you what a college education will do.
Yeah, nice to know that all my tuition money is going to teach him how to sleep on the courthouse lawn.
Well, We better be off if we're going to make it to the Rayplex.
Well, just let me go change this dress. I smell like a back room at the Bigger Jigger.
No, Thelma, we don't have time for that. If we don't get our tickets, they're going to be all sold out.
Well, just who in the world had the bright idea of building 10 theaters that only hold 15 people each?
Thelma, what is the holdup?
My wallet's not here. It's gone.
Well, now don't panic. You had it when you gave Bubba that 20.
Oh, my Lord, I bet you he stuck it in his backpack by mistake.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll spring for your ticket. You can pay me back when Bubba gets home.
Not on your life. I don't want my wallet down there with all those homeless. Not to mention my money. Besides, Bubba doesn't even know what's in there.
We don't have time to stop by the courthouse.
Well, I will go to the courthouse. You go on down the Rayplex and buy the tickets. I'll meet you in the lobby.
Well, I hate standing by myself in the lobby.
Well, then do something useful, Iola. Eat a couple of tubs of popcorn and some jujubes. Put on some weight.
Boy, when I saw these balloons were Mylar, I knew Ray Meadows was first class all the way.
Which one of the houses did you like best?
Oh, the El Ranchero, hands down.
Really? My favorite was Castle Rama.
Well, you've got a point. The moat would discourage burglars.
Now, let's see. If we save $50 a month from our paychecks, we could make our down payment in only 15 years and 2 months?
Oh, Skeeter.
Well, that's no fair, honey. I want our chain link fence while we're still young enough to enjoy it.
And that big picture window with the view of the interstate. Red lights going one way, white lights the other.
Knock, knock.
Well, where is Thelma?
What do you mean? We thought she was at the movies with you.
Well, she never showed. I have been standing in that lobby for hours, breathing air that's been double buttered and salted.
Well, didn't you two go together?
No, she went down to the courthouse to get her wallet back from Bubba. Well, what are you doing here?
Eating a chipped beef sandwich. Want some?
No, why aren't you at the courthouse?
Oh, I heard the police were going to come in and break up the protest, so I came back home.
Well, where is Thelma?
I thought she went to the movies with you.
Well, if she's not with either one of you, where is she? Okay, all you bums, step lively. Move it, move it. Come on, come on. Hey, Jojo, I think we got room for that troublemaker in here.
You quit calling me homeless or I'm gonna kick you buttless. No, you can't lock me up. I'm a pillar of the community.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, you're gonna just love our VIP cell.
Wait a minute. You mean you're locking men and women up together in the same cell?
Just till we get you all booked.
Please don't put me in there. I'm not homeless. I have a lovely house. I could take you there right now and fix y'all a little snack. Do you like chip beef?
Lady, you're going to try to bribe somebody. You've got to do a lot better than chip beef. Now, sit down here and let's get you booked.
Well, when you do find out who I am, heads are going to roll.
Okay, Your Highness. Let's see some ID.
Well, I would love to show you some ID. I really would. But as you can see, I don't exactly have my wallet with me right now. It's kind of a funny story, but...
Don't tell me. Your dog ate it. Or did that. The maid threw it out by mistake.
Give me this phone. I've seen enough L.A. law to know that I'm allowed one phone call. This is my home that I'm dialing. I've lived there forever and a day.
So, when Mama didn't show up at the picture show, Iola thought she might be at your house, Roselle. Well, hadn't seen her for days. Well, what? Yeah, she's here. Well, okay. She wants to know how your chipped beef casserole turned out. Hers was a little runny.
Roselle, hon, yeah, the trick is you got to stir that flour in slowly. And I mean slowly. And don't forget to turn your heat up to high and whip the daylights out of that sauce. Now, don't back down. Chip beef can take everything you can dish out and come back for more.
Don't tell me. It's still busy.
Well, why didn't I get Carl waiting? Well, just let me try it one more time.
Forget it, lady. There's lots of other homeless here who want to make calls to people who ain't home.
You know, for a public servant, you got a really lousy attitude.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, we got to get your prints.
Oh, no, no, I don't want to put my fingers in this goo.
You sure are particular for a woman who smells like a brewery.
Officer, please, let's be reasonable. Oh, it's obvious I don't belong here. Just look at me. Do I look like a homeless person?
You outfit, doll. You get yours at the mission, too?
An old buddy of yours?
No! I don't know any of these people. They are homeless. I am not. My house is my life.
Right, honey. That and a case of beer.
How'd you like to be wearing that badge on your backside? Well, wait a minute. What kind of a place is this? You didn't even take my picture.
No need. You got a face I ain't never gonna forget. Come on, in you go.
Please don't put me in there. Please. I've heard what happens to big buxom beauties behind bars.
Trust me, you got nothing to worry about.
Of course, neither are any of you. When I said creep, I said it with love.
Hey, Q, do you want a seat?
Well, thank you.
Right here, cupcake.
I think I'd just as soon stand.
Guard!
What's the matter? Not good enough for you? Think you're better?
No, no, no. It's not that. It's just that Well, I shouldn't be here.
None of us should.
You can have my seat.
Well, sweetie, what is an adorable little thing like you doing in here? Don't you have a place to live?
Well, me and my mom were living in a car, but it got towed away.
Well, wasn't there someplace else you could go? A relative? An aunt? A grandmother? Well, there's got to be someplace. Lord, I know I wouldn't let anything like this happen to a member of my family.
Emma, Emma, is that you? Cousin Cora?
Cousin Cora, what are you doing here?
Well, what do you mean? Same thing as you. I have no place to live.
Oh, yeah.
Elma, who'd have thought we'd end up like this?
Is Sam here with you?
No. Sam passed on 2 years ago, May.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know he was ill.
You remember how healthy he always was?
Like a horse, that man, and strong.
Well, as healthy as he was, that's how sick he got. He dragged on for months. Ate up all our savings. We had to remortgage the farm. I lost the farm and Sam at the same month.
Oh, Cora.
And I looked for work, but it's not easy at my age. All I know is farming. Try renting an apartment when you don't have a job.
Why didn't you call me? We're family.
My stupid pride, I guess. And I thought it was just temporary. It's been temporary 2 years now.
Well, this is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Well, that's a laugh riot compared to my story.
Do you mind?
He's right, though. Everybody here has got a story.
Well, what about the government? Aren't they doing anything to help?
Oh, sure. They're giving us a nice, clean place to sleep and food to eat.
Where's that?
You're in it!
And don't laugh. My little girl's a lot safer in this jail than she was at that crummy welfare hotel.
Oh, now, you can't mean that.
Shoot, you'll find more criminals there than you ever would here.
Well, Thelma, you must be new at this.
Well, the fact is, I'm only in here because my grandson ran off with my wallet.
Kids nowadays, huh?
Yes, sir, Captain. We'll have him out of here in no time. Looks like we're going to have to turn this whole crowd loose.
What's up?
Mayor Tutwiler wants him released before the media has a field day.
Nothing like an election year to soften a politician's heart. Okay, everybody, you're free to go.
How do you like that? We don't even get dinner.
Come on, everybody's going home.
Hey, we ain't got no home.
Wait a minute here now. You can't turn these people out. At least here there's food and shelter.
Sorry, lady. Locking up the homeless is bad for the mayor's image.
Well, he's going to get more publicity than he bargained for because we are not leaving.
Get those kids.
You got to help me. I can't find my mama.
We'd like to file a missing person report.
She's never been gone this long.
Name?
Vinton Harper.
No, not your name. Thelma Harper.
Age?
Unknown.
She's pretty old, though. And she's really let herself go. Her hips have spread. They kind of jiggle when she walks.
Don't write that down.
Yeah, if she sees that, she'll blow up. She's got a real temper.
Lady, give me those keys.
Oh, blow it out your ear, copper!
There she is. That's my mama.
Thought that description sounded familiar.
I demand that woman be released immediately.
Well, I've been demanding the same thing for the last 5 minutes.
Well, hi there, Miss Harper. Never thought I'd see you behind bars.
Oh, Mama, what have you done?
Nothing compared to what I'm about to do. I will get out your pad and pencil. I'm going to give you the scoop of a lifetime. All these people want is a roof over their heads, and Mayor Tutwiler is about to throw them all out on the street, and we are not going to let it. Yes,
sir. Right on, Grandma.
Don't you ride on me. Where the hell have you been?
Must be the kid who stole her wallet.
Now listen up, you lug nuts. You gotta go spread the word. I want you to go over to K-Ray. Tell them to send over a camera crew and notify all the newspapers and the radio. Tell them we are not budging until these people have a decent place to stay.
That's right! We're not moving!
You tell them, Velma!
We're staying!
We shall not be moved.
Come on, lady, don't do this. Why don't you just go on home? You don't belong here.
I don't?
No, you have no idea what these people are really like.
Well, you may be right. You know, I read about this lady was pregnant. She had no place to stay. She wound up having that baby in a barn.
Well, you see what I mean? They're just like animals.
Of course, that kid didn't turn out too bad. Every December 25th, all over the world, we celebrate the birthday of that baby in that barn.
Well, now, I don't think that's...
I know you don't think. Now, why don't you just back off before you get hit with a bolt of lightning? I'm right where I belong. All righty, Cora. Come on in, sweetie. Sit right over there and make yourself at home. Lord, this house never looks so good.
Boy, I got to hand it to you, Mama. You really lit a fire under Mayor Tutwiler.
Yeah. Did you see the way he squirmed in front of those TV cameras? Just like he was on 60 Minutes.
And wasn't Iola a regular Mike Wallace the way she got him to call that emergency city council meeting for tomorrow?
I tell you, if we keep at them, they're going to have to do something for the homeless.
Thelma, I can't thank you enough.
Oh, but don't thank me, sweetie. Everybody's getting into the act.
And wasn't it nice of Reverend Meacham to open up the church basement as a temporary shelter?
Oh, speaking of which, I promised I'd bring him those cots from the garage.
Well, I'll give you a hand, Uncle Ben.
Say, we got all those blankets downstairs. Why don't we give him those, too?
Can I help? Absolutely not. No. You sit right there and relax. And you're going to stay here with us until we get you all fixed up with a place of your own.
Place of my own? Those are beautiful words.
Yeah, you know what, Cora? I always used to think that what made a house a home were the people who lived there. But let's face it. The walls and the roof have got a hell of a lot to do with it, too.